Now we're turning to a part of our service where we take communion. This is something that Jesus started when he was here with his disciples. He took the Passover meal, the Passover celebration, and the Passover celebration, if you remember, was Israel leaving Egypt, and God was bringing judgment on Egypt, bringing judgment on all mankind because we're all sinners. And he said, but for you, my people, I've given a substitute. Everyone is accountable for their own sin, but for you, I'm offering a substitute. Take a lamb. Take an innocent, a spotless, a pure, a perfect, a beautiful lamb that did nothing wrong. You confess your sins. You transfer in a picture your guilt to that lamb, and then you slit its throat and you catch its blood in a basin and you smear that blood on the doorpost of your house. And so when the destroying angel comes to bring justice, to bring what you deserve, he sees the blood and says, oh, those sins, they've already been paid for with blood. Justice has been served. I can pass over this house because those in it are covered by the blood that cleanses us from all sin. That's the picture we're given in Exodus, in the Old Testament. Jesus took bread and said, John, when he saw Jesus coming, he says, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus, at the Last Supper, says, this bread, this is my body which is broken for you. Take and eat. Do it in remembrance of me. Reflect on what I did for you. This cup of wine is the new covenant. This new contract between God and man, this new agreement, this new covenant in my blood. Not in the blood of bulls and goats and lambs. It's in the sacrifice of God come in the flesh to pay my price, an infinite price, so that I could enjoy relationships, so that the blood could cover me, so that I could be welcomed in. Jesus took bread and juice, said, this is me. This is my body broken for you. This is my blood shed for you to wash away your sins, to create a new relationship, a new covenant contract. I will be faithful to you. I will be faithful to my covenant agreement with you. He invited us as believers in Jesus to take blood, to take bread and juice, reminders of his blood and his body broken and poured out for us. Because that's what it costs. That's what my sin warrants. And he invites us to enjoy a relationship with him, to sit at his table. Say, no longer are you outside, far off, under my wrath and judgment. You are now covered by the blood, brought into fellowship, because I paid the price for you on the cross. If you're a believer in Jesus, this is for you. This is for believers to reflect on what Jesus did for me personally, individually. If you're not a believer, my question to you is, well, why not? Jesus is holding out a gift to you today and saying, I have purchased your forgiveness. Something you don't deserve. You have to acknowledge, yeah, I don't deserve it, and I'll receive a good gift. You can do that right now, right here, right in your seat. You and God doing business. Say, God, I'm a sinner. I can't dig myself out of this hole I've dug myself into. Would you come down and rescue me? I understand you paid the price on the cross with your own blood. Would you forgive my sins and bring me into relationship with you? He always answers that prayer. So if you're an unbeliever today, become a believer. Simply throw yourself on God's mercy and say, I would love to receive that gift. And remember with us, if you are a believer, as you're served, I'm going to invite the deacons to come prepare to serve you. I failed to invite them up. Come, prepare to, some of the men to prepare, to serve you, bread and juice. As you're served, Hold that bread, hold that juice in your hand and reflect on what it cost you. The price that was paid for your salvation. Once we've all been served as a body of believers, we'll take that together and worship and give Him thanks. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away my sin, your sin. Are you believing in Him? Are you trusting in what He did on the cross for you? Simply tell Him thank you and receive a good gift from His hand. Thank you, Jesus, for paying my price in full. Thank you, Father, for sending your only Son to become human, to die in my place, to satisfy justice, so that I could be welcomed in, a sinner saved by amazing grace, a gift I don't deserve. Holy Spirit, thank you for opening these blind eyes to see the beauty and truth revealed in the cross. Something that we would think is grotesque and ugly, but it is our only hope. Thank you, Jesus. We receive a good gift from your hand and say thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash this sinner clean. Drink.